Our reading is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 48. You have heard that it was said, you must love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who harass you, so that you will be acting as children of your Father who is in heaven. He makes the sun rise on both the evil and the good, and sends rain on both the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love only those who love you, what reward do you have? Don't even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing? Don't even the Gentiles do the same? Therefore, just as your heavenly Father is complete in showing love to everyone, so also you must be complete. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Send your word, O Lord, like the rain falling down upon the earth. Send your word, O Lord, like the rain falling down upon the earth.
I can be pretty evil. Just ask my sisters, it's true. And as I read the scripture this morning, throughout this week, the stories that I had of all the enemies that I have had, the stories that really came to my mind is when I ended up being somebody else's enemy, and the conviction that kind of came with that. So I want to tell you about my first memory of being evil. For shame. I was about 4 years old, and it was at a Walmart. It's amazing how many evil stories start with Walmart. And my mother was maybe a couple aisles away, kind of checking out, and I kind of sidled over to a couple cash registers down the way. There wasn't anybody at that register, and I leaned in, and I stole a pack of Fruit Stripe gum, stuck it in my pocket, walked right on out of the store. And I was old enough to know what I did was wrong, but I wasn't old enough to get away with it. And as we were in the car, I pulled out my pack of Fruit Stripe gum and started unwrapping it. And my older sister, my nemesis, the evil sister, said loud enough, purposefully enough, so that my mama could hear us, "Where did you get that? Did you even pay for that?" And I said, "Of course I paid for it. Leave me alone." And she was like, "Well, if you paid for it, where's the receipt?" I was like, "I am done." I obviously did not think this through far enough. So then my other sister, the good sister as I like to call her, kind of chimed in. She said, "Well, you know there was a trash can right outside the door. He probably threw it away." And I said, "Yes, that. I threw it away." And as the logic of the possibility hung in the air, I realized I got away with it. And the victory was sweet. I was able to stick it to the evil sister and to have my cheap, flavorless gum that I never actually really liked anyway. It just was the pack that was the biggest at the cash register at the time. And yet something that was so easy when I was so young was the first step of something that in many ways was quite evil. Because not only had I stolen something, but I lied about it, and then I brought in somebody else to sort of participate in the lie. Now, I have done more evil things than that that we don't necessarily need to go into. But how easy it is to become evil, to see somebody else as the enemy, no matter how similar or different they can be at that time. Now, this might be a far stretch from what Jesus is talking about on the Sermon on the Mount, but maybe it's not so far at all. So we have a tendency when reading scriptures like this, when talking about what it means to love our enemies, to pray for our enemies, or when we read scriptures about the evil of Pharisees or scribes or Sadducees, it is our tendency, it is our temptation to see ourselves as the righteous one in the story. It is our tendency to not identify with the Pharisees or the Sadducees or the enemy in the story. But the reality is, so often, we are the ones who are the enemy to somebody else. Somebody else has had to have read this scripture and thought about us when thinking about who to pray for and who to continue to love when it was so difficult. And that, I think, is the weight of what sat so heavy on me this week as I've been reading the scripture and thinking about it. Our tendency is to judge righteousness based on ourselves. When I don't think that's what Jesus meant, and I don't think that's what Jesus talked about. When righteousness is judged by similarity to Jesus, how close is it to Jesus? How similar is it to the lessons that Jesus taught, to how Jesus lived his life? Because Jesus is the purest and the cleanest expression that we have ever seen of the character and the nature of God in this world. But the tendency is to make judgments of righteousness, of friends or enemies, based on what is similar to us, on our own models. And I'll give you an example of this. When you find yourself driving down the street or driving down the interstate, have you ever noticed that those that drive faster than you are maniacs, and those that drive slower than you are idiots? And so the tendency is to place ourselves in that happy middle, and everything else gets judged to the left or the right of where we see ourselves. I think the truth is a little bit more convicting. We have been so many others' enemies. We have been the ones that have perpetrated so much evil. And maybe it has been, or maybe it hasn't been these great sweeping acts of violence and atrocity that we have seen, but most likely it's been the small, almost kind of guiltless acts of evil that we can so quickly justify and brush to the side. A pack of fruit stripe gum and arguing with my sister, but in that moment, learning what it meant to manipulate, what it meant to lie, what it meant to deceive. Our everyday acts of evil are the ones that truly need prayer. The conversations that we've had where we left ruining somebody else's day. The acts of evil where we've passed somebody by because it was too inconvenient or the moment, or we insisted they already had enough help, or we figured somebody else would come along. And so when we read scriptures of loving our enemies, we're reminded of the fact that these are scriptures that work on both sides of us, when we've been the unrighteous and when we've been the righteous. Because as this scripture continues, and I think it's the most beautiful part that I've read this week, "For he makes the sun rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous." I believe we pray for those who persecute us. We love our enemies because we are not so far from them. And we move ourselves from seeing the world based on a model of our own righteousness to seeing a model of righteousness based on Jesus. Seeing the very image and the face and the fingerprints of God on those that we love so dearly and those that we find it so difficult to love. Because we realize that we are not so different. And we all are in need of a prayer. Because if we can't pray and love our enemies and those who persecute us, then there is somebody else in this world that is feeling the exact same thing about us. So this week I feel like the easy way is to move on with our lives, to see ourselves as those who are persecuted, to see those who have so many enemies. But I feel like that's what we need to lay aside and to give up this week, and to take up the harder road of seeing others in the image of God, of knowing that we all have so far to go in this life, and to choose the harder way of love and prayer when it comes to our relationship, when it comes to our ministry with others. Will you bow your head and pray with me this morning? Almighty and precious God, we do give you thanks. We give you thanks for your words of life, that even from the Sermon on the Mount, we are reminded, Lord, that we have come so far, but we have so far to go. Allow us to see this world beyond our own righteousness, and allow us to see it in your image, to realize that we have fallen short in so many ways, but Lord, we are redeemed and fulfilled through your Spirit and grace when we live in such a way that when others see our lives, they can see you. Forgive us, Lord, for those moments that we have been the enemy, when we have not been a good neighbor. And allow us, Lord, the grace and the chance to do better. Lord, you have asked us to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And Lord, we cannot do that on our own, but it is only through your example, your grace, your word, and your Spirit that we have a chance at all. So Lord, forgive us. Lord, also inspire us and move us to live the harder way, as we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.